Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Correct Me If I'm Wrong, where we're the number one podcast in the world.
Podcast?
Typecast.
Tide Pods.
We sell the number one Tide Pods. Today's sponsor, by the way. I'm just kidding. Ongoing joke. Just go with every single time.
We have a lot of sponsors, though.
All right. So today's topic of the day. Why do you guys think there's a stigma around when someone gets into a relationship and their friendships change? We'll start this one with Nene.
So, I think I am going to say that it kind of actually does. I think it has to, because I think if you're always spending time with your friend, eventually you spend time with your girlfriend alone. So you still could hang out with your buddies. So you're hoping that the girl will vibe with all your people so y'all can hang out. But I do feel that the guys end up not hanging out as much as you did. But I think it happens both ways, female and male. So even for a female, it could be the same way. She can stop hanging out with her friends as much. As soon as they break up, guess what? Your friends are right there back for you. That's what girls do. I'm sure that's what guys do too.
That's not what guys do. You leave the circle, you're out of the circle.
Forever.
All right. What about you, Dev?
So Were you talking about the friendship changes?
Yeah, like, so your friend gets into a relationship, and now y'all's friendship changes. Do you think that's true?
I think it definitely does change. I think it does change once they're in a relationship, because they have to act differently when they're with their girlfriends, right? Because like y'all said, you have to be on your best behavior when you're first in a relationship. Am I correct? First day, So whenever you're hanging out with your friend, you kind of be y'all make those jokes with each other, and you the guy in the relationship's like, dude, that's not funny, right? Like, it's not that's funny. Like, what are you doing? But inside, you're kind of joking a little bit, like you're laughing, but. you're used to doing everything. Like, I had a buddy in high school. Like, anytime that he was in a relationship, it was like, oh, we're never gonna see him. It's okay. It's all good. He's, you know, but we talk to him sometimes. But it definitely does change. Not for the worse. It's just you kind of miss the person. But eventually, it doesn't last. They eventually do come back. So they're not out of the circle forever.
No, they're out of the circle forever. Band. We hang a band sign up next to their picture.
You can submit a request for approval once a year.
What do you think, Mesa?
Sorry,
Mesa Lou. Sorry about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I hate you.
And the truth comes out.
So I'm going to disagree a little bit, because I don't think it has to change. And I think most of the time it does change, but I don't think it has to. And I think that there are relationships where, like Naomi said, that your significant other can kind of vibe with your friends and get along and still act the same way as your friends. And everybody can all get together and be friends as a group. And at that point, you can start doing more group gatherings opposed to just you and your friend hanging out and just you and your girlfriend hanging out. Now, obviously, you're going to spend time with both of them individually, right? But I think that if everyone gets along and everyone vibes is cool, you can spend time together, and that way it's a win-win for everybody. So I don't think it has to necessarily change, but a lot of the times it does, because maybe those people don't vibe real well.
And maybe it's just, like, in the beginning, the person will act different, because we always say, like, when Devin meets the one girl that he's going to be around, right? We're like, he's going to be so different.
He's not going to hang out with us anymore. That's what we're trying to say.
But eventually, I feel like if she vibes well and she's cool, I feel like he can be himself. He'll end up being himself.
What's going to be great is when Devin actually is in a relationship and we can replay this episode. Be like, awkward.
And we're like, you can't get back in our friendship.
We deleted you out of the circle.
We already replaced you in the podcast.
But I could see where she's probably going to be very dominant. So whenever she gives him the look like, it's time to go. It's time to go.
Now I really don't want to listen to this episode. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like, they knew.
They pinned me perfectly.
She's gonna look at him like, It's time. Sorry, guys. I gotta go. See y'all later.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've had a girlfriend where she was very good friends with my friends in high school. And, like, they would even hang out sometimes without, like, they would be like, oh, we're hanging out. Like, come over. And be like, oh, shoot. Like, thanks for calling me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think it necessarily has to change. But I think that most of the time it does just because it's fresh, it's new, and like you said, sometimes people don't vibe real well, and you can't bring those, you can't force a friendship at that point. So,
and what I really mean is kind of like that too, but also they're hanging out with that person all the time, so it's different. As in, you don't get to hang out with your buddy every single day. You can still have those conversations, but it's kind of different. You know, that's what I meant.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it is more difficult, but I still think it's possible to make time for your friends. You know what I mean? Like, it definitely makes it more difficult, but you can, as long as you set expectations for both your friends and the girlfriend. Hey, this is, I'm going to spend X amount of time here, you know, or with you. Just kind of set those expectations ahead of time, I guess, would be a good way to explain that.
Yeah. It'll kind of make the relationship a little bit better once you have that. And once you see, you know, your friend and your girlfriend just, you know, vibing a little bit. So, oh, yeah, we can, like, definitely hang out. Yeah. And still be like that. Okay.
Vibing. We've been doing a lot of good work, man. You're moving up your vocabulary there.
Proud of you.
I'm trying. She's eventually going to listen to this episode, so I need to.
Like, you were using vibing back then, Devin? This guy. Lame. I mean, I agree with you guys. Like, I do think most of the time it changes, but it's like, as long as there's effort. Right, because I feel like what happens a lot of times is a guy goes into his own like bubble, right, and he just kind of forgets about his friends, right? Like I had a friend one time. Let's get it that you know we'd like get online and play Call of Duty every single night, and you know he has a girlfriend now, and I haven't, you know, he's won once every other month.
I wonder who that is.
I don't know. Who knows? But anyways, but I guess at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're happy, that's what you got to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to hold that against you. It is what it is. And like you said, like, if he does call and answer it and, you know, be like, whatever, dude. No, I'm just kidding. But no, like, so as long as you're happy, I guess, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Because it's important to you. So, like, if your friendships are important to you to still keep close as you're kind of getting older and as time is passing, then I think you will make sure that happens, right? Because it's easy as, hey, man, we're going to go eat out tonight. You want to go with us? Or, yeah. Hey, you want to hang out? So it's just small stuff like that. So I think it comes from that person, like what's important to them. Like,
yeah.
They have this girl and the love is blossoming, and at the same time they want to keep all their friendships around. Or some people are like, hey, like, you know, have this girl and like we're happy and you're still my friend and you're still my homie, but like this is like what I'm leaning to more in life. So I think that's why it happens. It's just because people's mindset goes from like, oh hell, I want to hang out with all these people, to like, this is what I'm kind of looking at.
Well, I think it's healthy for relationship to spend time away from each other, too. Like, the couples that are, like, always together, always doing stuff, like, they're attached to each other's hips. A lot of times, those don't last or work out because they become so codependent that, like, whenever they're away from each other, it's like, oh, my God, like, who am I? What am I doing? Like, I don't know what to do with my life. So I think if you set aside time for your friends, it's not just healthy for you. It's healthy for the relationship as well, and also for your friendship.
You got to give a chance to miss each other.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. I don't know if you're talking about your girlfriend or your friends, but either way,
we took it to heart. It's probably like that for both. Like, it's good for you to miss your friend and your boyfriend.
Yeah, and like I said, it does come from like what's important to you. Because I do think you can make an effort to, you know, kind of hang out with both. Because I think that's what happens. The person, it's not like you're intentionally trying to leave your friends out, but I think you start doing it, so your friends start, because like me, I get, if I feel like I'm the only person ever trying to make plans, I start to kind of go into my bubble and be like, okay. And then I'll just start to seclude myself because like, it's just weird to me. I feel like I'm forcing people to hang out with me.
Right.
So I feel like when people are in relationships and they don't like think to like be like, oh, hey, let me invite this person. And, but their friend feels the same way. And they're like, oh, I feel like all I'm doing is, you know, I'm just like forcing myself to be your friend. That's when the kind of the tear breaks apart. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fair for most people. Like, if you feel like you're the only one putting any effort to hang out, and like the other person's like, oh, I can't, I'm with so-and-so. Or, oh, I can't because we're doing this. Like, it's like, no offense, but can I come too? Like, like, am I still important?
or like those guys that are in relationships, right?
Those guys
that are in relationships, and they'll like come up to you the next day. And then we're like, bro, like me and my girlfriend, we were playing board games with all her friends, and it was so much fun. Yeah, and you're like, just like, what? Like, was it fun?
You're lucky.
Yeah, like, I was playing board games yesterday.
Nothing. I ate a whole pizza.
Yeah. Try to keep a straight face, but you're just crying.
Oh, you're like, oh, what? Yeah. So yeah, I definitely think that kind of happened. So
yeah. I think we've all kind of experienced it at one point. It sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, people, you know, you grow apart, I guess, and it is what it, no?
Nate? Yeah, no.
Have you experienced that with, okay, so coming from the female side, we've heard from the man side, true. Like, we've all kind of experienced that from our bros, you know?
Yeah.
Have you experienced that with your, I don't know what you guys call each other, chicas?
That was spot on.
I think it works the same way, yeah. It happens, the same thing happens. I feel like girls do the same thing. I think it's a little bit different with girls because for some reason, like when girls get together, so like a group of girls, they normally won't bring their guy around because the guy doesn't want to because he feels awkward because of girl talk. They don't really get into it as much. So they normally don't bring the guys.
I think it's a stigma.
I could see that because what's funny is like I won't. Like, like if I have a girlfriend, she's like, hey, I'm getting together with all my girlfriends. You ready? And I'm like,
yeah.
I got sick. Yeah. So yeah, no, I can see that for sure. Like, or you're like, well, who's going? Yeah.
and I think too, like if the girls were like, oh yeah, like well, you know, they're inviting their boyfriends too or whatever, then you're like, oh, okay, like I have someone to talk to. Like
then they will. Then the guy will sometimes.
Yeah, and it depends. I think you give it a shot, right? And then you kind of see how boyfriends are. And if the boyfriends are cool, you're like, oh, okay, cool, that'd be cool. But if they're like awkward, and you're like, because I've been around, I'm like, that dude's awkward. I don't know. I'm talking to the guy.
And I feel like you're a pretty social person, so if you find that person awkward, yeah, it's like you can't talk to them. Weird. That person's super awkward. Whoever you are out there,
how dare you?
Weirded them out.
because remember we went to. We went to go play board games with one of my friends. I think.
Interesting.
Awkward. I'm just kidding. No, I remember now.
Oh, okay.
You remember?
Yes, I do remember.
Okay. We just winked at each other. We got it. Yeah. I'm just kidding. We went to go play board games with him, and he had all his girlfriend's friends there, right? And it was just me, Mesa, I think Sam was with there. Us.
Uh-huh.
And but in a room full of people, like, we really didn't know.
It felt like a middle school dance.
Yes. And we're like, yay!
There was a group on one side and another group on the other. Like,
but, like, we did a good job at, like, being the only social ones. Me and Mesa, of course, into the circle, like,
yep.
Right. So, yeah, it comes down to you two making that effort. But I do feel like a guy doesn't really hang out with the girl's friends a lot as much as the girl would hang out with the guy's friends a lot.
And I think you could.
You could, yeah.
You could. It's just going to take some effort. And I think girls are better at that. I think
girls are more open.
Like, yeah, they're just like, yeah, they adapt better. Like they have better conversations. Like they'll lie about knowing stuff, or like they'll just like not, oh yeah, like I've seen that. And like, have you though? Like we're like us, and we're like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
How dare he say that?
Like, all right, guys. I'm a single guy. I've been a single guy for a while, and usually when I go out and about with a group of friends, a lot of them are couples. They're there with their significant others, if when you want to say. And sometimes it could be a little bit awkward. Sometimes it could be a little bit awkward. It's not like I'm just gonna leave the party. I'm gonna leave the group, but it could be a little bit awkward because. You see sometimes they're like lovey dovey. It's like, oh, good job, you know, I'm proud of you. Give a hug and all that stuff. I'm like, oh,
I'm proud of you. What are you going to?
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, good job. You know, good job. You know what I mean? Good job, babe. You know? So, yeah, it could be just a little bit awkward, but not to the point where I'm just going to be like, forget this. You know, it's a little awkward because, you know, I kind of want that someday. You know? And it's just kind of like, and then, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, Devin, who's your partner? He's like, I don't got a partner. Yeah, I'm getting really, really.
Who's a straight up asset to you? What kind of party have you been at? And they're like, who's your partner? Like,
why are you alone?
I don't want to talk about it. But how do y'all feel? Have you ever been in that situation?
I have, but.
Nate, that was Nate talking?
I have, but well, I'm the only girl.
So is it different whenever, do you think it's different whenever you're a girl?
Like, have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like excluded?
Maybe it's because I'm female. Girls tend to, I don't feel
like,
that way.
Like how Devin was like, is it because you're a girl? No, it's because I'm female. Use a proper term, Devin.
So I think for females, no, I never felt like that because even when I was single and I know my friends were coupled up, the girls tend to, and I guess it's mostly because I like to go dancing. So we would go dancing. So they leave the guy sitting down and then we'll go dance. So I never felt awkward.
Oh, yeah. I don't dance.
That's a girl thing.
That, yeah.
I don't know how it is for the guys. So and I actually liked it that way because I like it that way because they see more guys around, so you don't get bothered as much if you don't want to be bothered by other strangers. So it's a good thing for a girl.
So you get hit on less.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Having entourage. You see those guys?
They're all with me.
They're all mine. wait, what? I think it depends on, I guess, who exactly it is. I don't know if I've ever been in that situation where I've felt awkward. Now, I'm not saying I can't happen because I can see where it would be awkward. But I guess it would be more awkward if I'm with a couple that's just like, you know, their PDAs is crazy. And they're just PDAing off the chain. And you're just like, this is, you really have to kiss at the dinner table? Like, you're not going anywhere. So I do think when it's stuff like that, that it could get a little awkward. But I personally don't think I've ever been in a situation like that. But I can definitely see it. But I do think, like, it's because, like, I'm not a PDA guy. Like, you'll hardly ever see me. I don't even know what the acronym PDA stands for, except for Patrick Daniel and others.
Public display of affection?
I was obviously kidding.
I was like, how are you having trouble with that? Who didn't teach you this?
We don't joke around on this podcast. So.
I was just trying to help.
No, but so like I always feel like when because I had a friend of mine that I went on a trip with and I felt like he thought it was going to be awkward. And I thought like, why? Like, it's not like I'm like over here like making out with anybody. Like we're just hanging out. Like, you know, it's three homies hanging out, having fun, laughing. So it's like to me, like you don't get a different me than you would get if like I was just by myself. Right. Like we'd be the same person. So, yeah.
Hey, what about you, Mesalu?
Love guru. So I have felt like that in the past sometimes, but again, it all comes down to the people making an effort of making you feel involved in the conversation, involved in what's going on.
Yeah.
If they're like in just involved in their own little thing, and you're just there, like okay, like I'm still here.
Hello.
Just in case you forgot. So it all depends on the people that you're with, and I have felt like. Okay, like, they wouldn't even notice when I'm gone. I could get up and walk out. They wouldn't even know. I've been there, and I've also been with people that are in a relationship, and, like, they both make me feel like I'm, you know, part of the conversation. I was going to say relationship. That's going to be weird.
I feel like I'm a part of it.
I was like, that's not right wording at all. So I have felt, you know, accepted into the conversation and, you know, it felt like I was welcome, not like a third wheel.
Yeah.
But I do try to make it to the point where I don't like volunteer myself to like go with couples. Right. Okay. If I'm single, I'm not like, hey, like, can I go with you? Like, you know what I mean? If, like, we're going to go do something. I'm like, all right, cool. See you later. But if, like, hey, you should come. I'd be like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, it depends what we're doing. Like, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I try to put myself in awkward situations, basically. But it can be weird depending on the people, basically. And whenever I'm with somebody and I'm dating somebody and I do have a friend around, I try to make it a point to talk to them. And to this point, at some point...
You're ignoring your girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't ignore my girlfriend. And she's been like, you ignored me all night. And I was like, I'm sorry. So I've done both, I guess. Yeah. So
what you're saying is if I ever go out with you with my girlfriend, you're actually feeling awkward, so I shouldn't invite you?
No, because I haven't seen you again. Like, you're not going to be all over them or whatever. Like, so I'm good. Like, you, again, you might get in trouble for ignoring her. Like, you and me have the opposite problem. So
yeah, that's
you,
true. We're like, Mesa, she's like, can we go? No. Hold on. No, I'm talking about
I don't think you and me have that problem. We have the complete opposite problem. So we don't have to worry about that, buddy. Yeah. Devin, on the other hand, we might have to worry.
Yeah. Devin's gonna be at the dinner tonight.
And then we're gonna be like, let's go away, wait. You don't even know we're gone.
Like 2 weeks later.
Where'd you guys go?